Mattis.
Hello and welcome to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my wingman, Jeff Woodworth. We're at Piner High School, where the Piner Prospectors, off to an awesome start, 5-0 this season, are going to host the Annalee Tigers, 1 win and 3 losses. Last week we did the Apple game at Annalee High School, and El Molino knocked off Annalee for the first time in 9 years, 39-24. This week, the Annalee Tigers bring a 10-game winning streak to Piner High School and haven't lost to the Piner Prospector since 2004. But absolutely, this looks like the year for the Piner Prospectors. As in their 5 wins this season, they've scored 297 points and allowed just 14. Jeff Woodworth, what's your thoughts of this big matchup tonight?
Well, Nick, it's good to be back. I'm glad to be out here with you. I got to be completely honest. When I heard what Piner was doing earlier this year, I didn't really buy into the hype. But given that this is high school, I went, hit the books, did my own homework, and now I can say that I am actually buying into this hype around this Piner Prospector team. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can show tonight.
Yeah, I am too. And we had flexed our schedule. We had originally were going to be at Casa Grande, and that game got switched from Casa Grande to Vintage. We'll keep a close eye on that ball game. Two very good teams. But let's start out talking about the Annalee Tigers. We had an up-close look at them last week against El Molino, and I talked to their coach, James Foster, but just moments ago. Joe, why don't you roll that interview? This is Nick Mattis at Piner High School with Annalee's varsity head coach, James Foster. James, last week you guys had a very tough physical, emotional battle with the El Molino Lions. How did the week of practice go this week?
I thought the week of practice went pretty well. You know, our guys love playing football, so they're excited to try and get back out here again on a Friday night and show it that, you know, last week is not what our team is and that we're moving forward.
Well, I thought last week's game was a very well-played game. Both teams played their hearts out. Tonight you're going to take on the Piner Prospectors. They come into this game 5-0. They're kind of a surprise this season. When you're looking at Piner, what is going to be the recipe for success for the Tigers to knock off the Prospectors tonight?
Well, obviously, they've been putting up a lot of points. And so the main thing is slowing down that offense. You know, they like to throw the ball deep. So we just got to make sure that we're just keeping them in check a little bit, and then we should be all right.
You coming in with the healthy roster? Any of the players get dinged up last week against the El Molino Lions?
Our kicker won't be playing tonight.
Okay.
So Arthur Taganashi is going to be out. We got someone in to replace him, so we'll see how that goes today.
Good luck tonight, Coach. Really looking forward to this. This is Nick Mattis at Piner High School for the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. I'm going to expand a little bit on that interview with James Foster. I was asking James how hard it would be to get the boys up for the game after the emotional loss last week to the El Molino Lions, and he said, Nick, these boys love to play football. Every day I come out to practice, the boys are ready to go. And this week was no different. Everybody was excited about this opportunity to play Piner and knock them off. They're 5-0. They've got a big bullseye on their backs. We want to be the team that gives them their first loss. We've owned them since 2004, and they're very excited about this, and they feel they have the recipe for success. James says his pass defense is the strength of his team.
Now, by no means, Nick, are the Annalee Tigers overwhelmed, overmatched at all with this Piner Prospector team. Last week, it's easy to overlook that they didn't play that great, but you look at the quarterback Gavin Allingham's stat line, 21 of 37, 334 yards for 4 touchdowns. He did have the 1 interception, but a lot of their woes came on special teams, and it's interesting to me that the kicker is a scratch this week. I'm wondering if they are even going to try kicking. We hyped it up so much last week, and then special teams ended up being a bust. I wouldn't be surprised if Annalee just says, hey, let's go for two.
Well, I asked him about that when he told me that the kicker was going to be out, and he said they do have another kicker and that the game will predicate whether or not they go for two or one. And we talked a lot about his decision to go for 2 points last week. Annerly scored four touchdowns, and they were 0 for 4 on their point after try. So tonight he thinks that their team is ready, and I believe they are. It was interesting because I did ask him a little bit about the penalties, and I told him that one of the problems that we've had in our game of the week here on KSRO is that we've seen a lot of penalties. And he said, you know, Nick, I looked at the tape, and I think the officials did a very good job. We were making penalties, and so were El Molino. You can't expect the officials not to call those. We need to do a better job as coaches and as a team. So James Foster's really a great leader, very accountable and honest. I love that.
And I will give the kids the benefit of the doubt as much as we want to ride them about discipline. In a rivalry game like that, when it's coming down and you're kind of getting pushed around here towards the end of the game, it's easy to kind of blow your lid and let things slip, and that's where, you know, more penalties will emerge. I expect to see a very focused Annerly team this week. One name that we should be looking for on the offensive side in their aerial attack is number 84, Colby Ellidge. Last week, 9 receptions for 202 yards. Ladies and gentlemen, he was averaging 22.5 yards a catch. If Annerly wants to muster anything on the offensive side of the ball, they need to get Colby engaged.
Yeah, Colby's a very good player. Nice, tall, athletic, you know, made some great catches last week. I think their two running backs, Caden Fox and Trent Vogel, are very solid players. Both of them had excellent games last week. And I think their lineman, we called his name several times last week. I look for him to have another productive game. Big Sam Perdue. He's coming back off of a MCL tear that he inquired in 2018, but he's a solid player. And last week, Jack Visser also was a man that stood up on the offensive line. Those are the left tackle and the right tackle. Jack Visser, 6'1", 207 pounds, a second-year starter on varsity. He's just a junior, so a very outstanding player for them, and he will have another season. So.
And on the defensive side of things with those guys, it seemed like almost every other tackle we were naming off one of those two guys who was leading the brigade there, bringing the El Molino Lions to the ground.
Yeah, Nick Kramer had a very good game both ways, wide receiver and cornerback. He's going to be tested tonight. The quarterback for Piner is an excellent quarterback. Yonatan Isaac is very good. And again, that man, Gary Gritch, he had a fourth interception in the 4 games, and he got one last week. So the defensive secondary for Annerly is their strength, and they're going to be tested tonight against Piner. So let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll break down the Piner prospectors.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Le Coco's voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe Le Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. Le Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School for the game of the week on KSRO. Presented by Novato Chevrolet. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my wingman, Jeff Woodworth. We just got through breaking down the Annerly Tigers, and now we're going to talk about the biggest surprise in Sonoma County this season, the 5-0 Piner Prospectors. And they've just been annihilating teams, scoring 297 points so far in their 5 victories and allowing just 14. And those 14 points came last week against the Miramonte Matadors. In that game, Jeff, the Matadors scored the first touchdown of the game and were leading 7-0. But back came the Piner Prospectors, and I mean they came back with vengeance, and they outscored the Matadors convincingly to win that ball game. And I just am so impressed with their coach, Terrence Bell. It's in his first year. He graduated from Piner in 2006. He played wide receiver for the University of Hawaii Rainbows, and he's done a fantastic job turning this program around. He also, very interestingly, was a coach for Annalee a few years back and has nothing but a lot of high praise for James Foster. And I did want to tell you something I thought was pretty cool. Terrence is so bought into this program that he designed a new logo, a new prospector that's on their helmet. So we're going to have to get a close-up look at that, because he was very proud of it and said, Nick, you know, I really enjoyed doing it, and I'm so proud that the school adopted it and took it.
The new logo really just kind of symbolizes what's going on with this program. It's a new identity, a whole new look, Piner. This is not your parents' or your grandparents' Piner Prospectors, okay? Not even the same Piner Prospectors from back when I was in high school just about 8 years ago. So I'm looking at this. I have to be completely honest, Nick. Their schedule, when we were first hearing them making all this noise and shutting teams out, Cloverdale, Novato, Sir Francis Drake, and Sonoma Valley, I thought to myself, okay, maybe you're a product of your schedule. And then we heard about what they did last week against Miramonte, and I took a look at this stat line. Yonatan Isaac, 24 of 28. That's an 85% completion percentage for 365 yards and six touchdowns. Not only did he not turn the ball over, he was efficient, and they put up points. That makes this team very, very dangerous.
Yeah, the six that he added to his 25 that he had in the first four games. So this young man's off to a wonderful start. 31 touchdown passes in the five games, and there's no doubt Yonatan is the center of their offense. Terrence says he's a very good competitor, very smart, and he likes the decisions that he makes. On the 31 touchdown passes, the average perception is 21 yards, the average per reception. So he's got some great wide receivers, Isaac Torres, Michael Collins, Jake Herman. These guys can stretch the field. They've got good hands. And the man that we really want to keep an eye out is Isaac Torres' brother, Adrian Torres. According to Terrence Bell, Adrian is the heart and soul of this team. He's a 5'11", 195 pounds. He plays running back, also middle linebacker. He's the leader of the team. Yonatan is the quarterback, and that's a natural position to be a leader. But the man that really is the leader in the heart and soul of the Prospectors is Adrian Torres. And in the line, they have a very solid player. Absolutely, Terrence feels this kid is a next-level player for us to watch out for. It's Raphael Madden. His nickname is Fiji. He's the center, 6'3", 250 pounds. That body right there tells me that he's definitely a second-level player here.
100% hog molly, indeed. That is a big boy.
Yeah, he's definitely the man amongst the boys out there, and he's going to stand out. You know, a couple of things I want to add about Terrence Bell. I was very, very impressed with this young man, just 30 years old. You know, he has his own style. He practices the varsity and JV's teams. They practice together. All the boys practice together every day. And he picks the top 19 to suit up for varsity. Now, he said, you know, Nick, there's about 15 that every week they're going to be on varsity. But there's about four positions that have fluctuated. And that it's very competitive at practice. And he feels that's one of the reasons that this program has turned around, that every day in practice, and he believes the practices sometimes are more competitive than the games.
I love what Coach Bell's doing. I questioned at first initially why only 19, but depending on how many kids you have in your program. But this is, think of it like an NFL team where you got the practice squad. You do have one or two spots every week that's open for guys to compete. I think back to my Pittsburgh Steelers back when Antonio Brown was cooperating and everything was all peaches and cream. When he would compete with Emmanuel Sanders week in and week out to see who would be that final wide receiver to pad up on Sundays. This is what he's got going here at Piner. It's pretty reflective of the real world, actually. Nothing is given. Everything is earned. You have to go out there and show that you want it, and then you'll be rewarded by getting a chance later on game day.
Yeah, and I love that. I love how you would bring up the Pittsburgh Steelers after that game last week against the 49ers. That takes a big man right there. Good
we're
job.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, very good. You know, he told me that they stress details, that they want to pay attention to the small ones. The big details will take care of themselves. Do your job and lead the team to success by doing your job. And he's so excited about his coaching staff. He just lauded Frankie Arroyo, the defensive line coach, and he's the strength coach. Daniel Craigie, the receivers coach, and Ronnie Cummings, the offensive line coach. He's so excited about having them on the staff and feels that they're one of the reasons that this program is turning itself around. And I think when we get a chance, we're going to go ahead and play this interview that I had with him right now. This is Nick Mattis at Piner High School with Coach Terrence Bill. Terrence, you're off to a great start. 5-0 this season. What would be the biggest surprise? You guys have outscored your opponents 297-14. Is your defense or your offense or both surprising you at this point?
I mean, I would say the defense is more of a surprise, but I feel like the biggest surprise overall as a team is the way that the boys stick together. On campus, men are doing a great job. They're leaders on campus. They run the recycling on campus, and they're just doing a great job. And I love the way that they stick together off of the field. They go to study all together, and it's really showing out here on the field. It just pays off.
This week you face an opponent that you haven't defeated, the Annalee Tigers, since 2004. And you were actually one of the coaches on their staff. So this could be a really big victory for Piner if they could break this 10-game losing streak. How did practice go this week?
Practice went pretty good. You know, I feel like we keep the same discipline every time. Honestly, we run things Piner versus Piner. We don't really cater towards our opponent either way. It's us versus us. If we execute the way we're supposed to, we're going to win.
What is your recipe for success tonight?
Just take what's easy. We're going to take what they give us. You know, we're not out here to reinvent the wheel. We're just here to execute our plays and do what comes easy to us.
Good luck. Congratulations on this start. And we'll look forward to your halftime interview. This is Nick Mattis for the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Now, Nick, one of the things I noticed that Coach Bell talked about was the team building, the team continuity, whether it's the recycling program on campus or the study halls. These guys are always spending time together. It's a real brotherhood, and you could just see with the results that they're putting up here that this is quite the culture change at Piner. I'm excited for this game. They look poised for a big one.
Yeah, I want to congratulate Terrence, too. He mentioned to me that he's expecting his first child here on December 31st. I said, you know, hey, if it gets to be right around midnight, you might be the first baby born in Sonoma County. He said, well, you never know, December 31st. And he wanted me to mention his grandmother, Margaret Michael, who raised him. And she did a wonderful job. I'm just so impressed with him. He's just a gentleman. And just a little side note, he's also the starting quarterback for the Rattlers here, the local professional, semi-pro professional team. And so he's in great shape. So this is going to be a great game. I'm very excited about it. I think Annalee's going to, you know, their strength is their pass defense. Yonatan Isaac throws the ball very well. I think we're going to have a real good battle, and this may be the biggest test so far of the season that Piner's going to have up until this point.
Well, on the season, Yonatan Isaac completing 75% of his passes. Last week, he was up at 85%. It's just, when you're throwing the ball with that kind of accuracy, the defense is really at your mercy. What are you going to do? You got to work on getting the ball back.
Yeah, the Piner Prospectors versus the Annalee Tigers. This is the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm?
Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Let's get it started in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
We're going to get it started at Piner High School. Thanks for joining us. This is the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Thank you, everyone. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my right-hand man, the star of the show, Jeff Woodworth. Michael Barabalt, our sideline reporter, is on assignment tonight, so he will not be with us. The head referee for tonight's game will be Dom Bosky, back judge Javier Pino, the home sideline judge, Randy Marion, the visiting sideline judge, Bob Hurd, and the umpire will be Nate Scarling. And I got to tell you, Jeff, if anybody out there listening wants to stay involved in sports, there's plenty of opportunities where officials are needed. Stay involved with the sports. You can do basketball, baseball, football, make a little extra money, because I'm telling you, there's just not enough referees and officials out there for all the sports.
And just my personal opinion, there'll be plenty of job openings from the flag brigade that we've seen. Sometimes I question these officials. Love to bring in some new ones.
Well, it was interesting when I had talked to James Foster about that. He was just a great leader, was very honest and accountable, and said, you know, Nick, I looked at the film and the officials made the right calls. We need to do a better job of educating our players on what is right and what is wrong, and not take, you know, point a finger at the officials. And I thought that was fantastic. And I agreed with him and said, you know, I would like to see the officials maybe come over, give a heads up to you that, hey, you know what, number 72 or whatever number is holding. You know, talk to him. I got to call that if he keeps doing it. But, you know, just a great job. And this is going to be a heck of a battle for Piner. They're off to a 5-0 start. And we're going to see against their arch rival here, the Annaly Tigers, what they can do. So we're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem. And we're going to take a couple of minutes here to listen to that. Once it starts, I'll be quiet, but I don't want any dead air yet, Jeff. Okay,
well,
Jeff?
The lights just turned on, so, you know, we're getting just that much closer to kickoff. I didn't see who won the toss, but.
Well, Piner comes into this game 5-0, 297 points scored, allowing just 14, and Annaly's off to a slow start, 1-3, but this game could turn their season around right here. So everyone is standing for the playing of the national anthem. Okay, well, unfortunately, the national anthem was not loud enough for us to really pick it up on the air here on KSRO. We apologize for that. So we're going to go ahead and continue to break down the both teams here. Last week in the game against El Molino, the first half score was 20-18, and the difference in that game was the point after tries for Annaly. They were 0-4 on the final night, but the game was back and forth, and it was a well-fought battle. I know that Coach James Foster was disappointed in the loss, but I told him I thought both teams played super hard, and if it wasn't for the pick six late in the game by middle linebacker Coleman Hayes for El Molino, that game could have been a last possession game.
it really was a hard-fought contest by Annaly. The special teams really just proved to be their Achilles heel there. It took all the momentum out of every scoring drive that they had. It's one thing to struggle to put points up on the board, and then once you do, and then you leave extra points off the board, and now you got to turn around and stop the El Molino, who at that point had no problem putting any points up on the board, from doing that, and you were unsuccessful. So it was just a recipe for disaster for Annaly once things started to go haywire with special teams.
Okay, Annaly's going to be in their all-white uniforms with their blue helmets. They'll be kicking off to the Piner Prospectors, who are wearing white pants with maroon jerseys and maroon helmets. Strap it in. This is going to be a big game. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on KSRO. Back to kickoff for the Annaly Tigers now. They don't have their kicker
number
out there.
Number 58, Alejandro Verdín.
And Verdín kicks a little small little kick that lands at the 35-yard line, taken by the up back by Piner, and he's going to be tackled immediately right at the 31-yard line. First and 10 Prospectors as they come onto the field with their high-powered offense behind their quarterback, Yonatan Isaac.
Again, looking for a huge game from Yonatan this week. Last week, again, having that huge game against Miramonte. He's poised for more success this week against this Annaly defense.
Interestingly, Piner lines up in a huddle over on the sideline with their head coach, Terrence Bill. Now they break the huddle and head onto the field. Yonatan is in the shotgun. He's got one halfback to his right, two receivers left, two receivers right, spread out all over the field. Takes the snap, drops back, throws immediately out into the flat, and it's caught for a 7-yard gain, and he runs upfield 2 yards.
Number seven, Adonis Gutierrez on the catch there. He did a great job of getting himself open and getting away from coverage on Annaly.
Adonis did a little out pattern, quickly got the ball in his hands by Yonatan, and was able to move upfield just a couple of yards. Going to bring up a second down and 2 with the ball right at the Piner 40-yard line. Yonatan in the shotgun, same formation, two receivers. He's going to hand it up the middle. There's a big hole. He's going up the middle, and he may go all the way, and he is going to go all the way. Straight up the middle, Adrian Torres. He goes 60 yards. One Annaly tackler had an opportunity to take him down right about at the 30-yard line, but he slipped away, and on the second play of the game, the Prospectors strike for a touchdown.
Nick, he picks up right where he left off last week. Again, last week, remember, 10 carries for 129 yards and a touchdown. He's already got 2 touches and a touchdown tonight.
His brother Isaac Torres will be doing the kicking. The holder tonight is Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback. Snapping the ball is Sumail Bere. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is right down the middle. The Piner Prospectors jump off to a 7-0 lead. 11 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in quarter number 1. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School as the Prospectors on their second play from scrimmage. Running back Adrian Torres goes 60 yards on a handoff straight up the middle, and the Prospectors add the extra point. They lead 7-0 over the Annaly Tigers. The kick is driven deep and taken right at the goal line. Comes out, and he's going to be hit and dropped at the 22-yard line.
Number 84, Kobe Ellidge on the return there. Looking for a big night on him on the offensive side with Annaly. Unfortunately, took a big hit there on the kick return.
Annaly quarterback Gavin Allingham threw the ball very well last week. They have a very well-balanced offense, running backs Caden Fox and Trenton Vogel. And you just mentioned the man that's going to have a big night for them, and that's Kobe Elledge, their wide receiver. Annerly lines up over the football.
And we know Allingham can sling it. It's just a matter of if he can complete those passes. Part of that falls on the wide receivers who dropped a couple balls last week, but I really want to see him pick up from that 56% completion percentage.
Allingham takes the snap, hands it straight up the middle, and Piner's defense stops it. No gain. Trenton Vogel came straight up the middle, and big number 69, Diego Martinez, stopped him right. No gain. Second down and 10.
Nick, it looks like there was a fumble on that play. They're giving it to Piner.
Good eyes, Jeff.
We didn't even see that fumble.
I did not, but lining up over the football are the Piner prospectors. They have their offensive line over the ball, and here come their wide receivers and running backs along with their quarterback, Yonatan Isaac.
In a matter of less than 2 minutes of game time, the Piner prospectors have left my jaw dropped twice now.
The ball is placed right at the Annerly 25-yard line. Yonatan throws out in the flat. It's complete, and he moves upfield and finally taken down. Again, that young man, number 7, Adonis Gutierrez, the free safety, and plays wide receiver both ways, caught the little ball out in the flat, moved upfield before Annerly could throw him down. It's first and goal, Piner, right on the 10-yard line.
Number 42, Mike Person, and number 55, Dylan Cords, on the joint effort to bring him down.
Annerly had too many players on the field, and before the play, it's ruled dead. Delay of, yes, too many players on the field. Annerly was trying to substitute in some players, and as they were running off, Piner snapped the football. They're going to get 5 yards and move it closer to the goal line. What a wonderful start for the prospectors. They go 60 yards on the second play from scrimmage, and on Annerly's first play from scrimmage, they fumble, and Piner recovers it, and they're knocking on the door. First down and goal from the 5. Yonatan Isaac in the shotgun. One receiver to the left, and he throws out there, and it's almost intercepted and knocked away.
Number 54, Josh Silvashi, there on the coverage for the Annerly Tigers. Almost looked like he was going up to swat the ball. It looked like he had a chance to pluck that thing right out of the air.
This is Josh Silvashi's first game. He's a transfer from Rincon Valley. He became eligible today. And Coach James Foster said, keep an eye on him. He's an excellent player. He's going to play linebacker and possibly some on the offensive line. He had an opportunity there for an interception, but just went to bat it down.
And he would have had the entire field in front of him had he hauled that interception in.
Second down and goal from the 5. Yonatan Isaac in the shotgun. Takes the snap, throws quickly into the end zone, and it's high and over the receiver's head.
Number 26, Trenton Vogel, there on the coverage, doing a great job of sticking with the wide receiver on that play. This is what you want if you're the Annerly defense. You want to bend but not break, all right? They broke last drive, but you want to keep bending. Let them have all the yards that Piner wants in between the 20s, and then once you get to the red zone, you shut them down, force them to kick field goals.
Third down and 5. Yonatan takes the snap, hands it straight up the middle, and coming in, and it looks like he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Adrian Torres came straight up the middle. The Piner prospectors have struck gold again. Getting ready for the extra point, they lead Annerly 13-0. Just 10 minutes and 28 seconds. Just a few minutes off the clock here to start this ball game. Lining up for the extra point. Isaac Torres, the kicker, the holder, Yonatan Isaac. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good. Piner prospectors off to a wonderful start, leading the Annerly Tigers 14-0 here at Piner High School. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? they'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Piner Prospectors have struck gold on their first two possessions in this game and lead the Annalee Tigers 14-0. They're kicking off to the Annalee Tigers, and the ball's taken right at the 15-yard line. He comes straight up the middle. That's Colby Ellich. This time he found a little hole and is downed at the 32-yard line. The Tigers will take over their second possession in the game. On their first play from scrimmage, they fumbled, and Piner took advantage of it and scored their second touchdown.
Absolute wonderful start for the Piner Prospectors, Nick. I actually, during the commercial break, I stuck my head into the PA room for the Prospectors, and I asked them, I said, has there really only been a minute and 30 seconds of game time knocked off? And they looked up and smiled and said, hell yeah.
Allingham in the shotgun takes a snap, looking downfield. He's got time, throws out to the flat. He throws it just a little wide. Ellich cannot make the grab. Second down and 10.
A great job there by the Piner defense holding Allingham in check. Looked like he was felt like he was pressured on that throw. It looked like he had a ton of time in the pocket. A good job by that Annalee offensive line holding strong there.
The Hog Mollies are definitely going to be important. If Allingham's going to get the Tigers back into the game, they're trailing 14-0. The recipe for success is for them to keep the football in their hands and out of the hands of the Prospectors. Allingham again takes a snap, a quick little pass out into the flat, and the ball's dropped.
Number 24, Caden Fox with the drop ball there. And like I was saying earlier, Nick, some of these incompletions and his completion percentage, not always his fault because there will be some drops. It's just plays like that where the running back's already looking downfield for his next move. You got to haul the ball in first.
Big third down right here for the Annalee Tigers. They need to keep the football out of the hands of the Piner Prospectors, trailing 14-0. This play's slow developing. Allingham looking for a signal. Now he's got it. Three receivers left, one receiver right. Allingham takes the snap. Now he's looking downfield, and he's going to throw the ball, and he's hit right as he throws, and the ball's going to go harmlessly to the carpet, incomplete. Fourth down, Annalee Tigers are going to be forced to punt the football back to the Piner Prospectors.
Number 22, Isaac Kim there on the pressure for the Piner Prospectors. Kim having a wonderful season thus far. In just only four games, he has 27 tackles, five sacks, and a forced fumble. Oh, and I forgot, he's got a blocked field goal as well.
Does everything after the
game. A little
bit
of everything.
He sweeps up the bleachers. Here's the snap. The kick is a small, low kick, bounces right at the Piner 40, and it's going to roll dead and downed right at the 34-yard line. The Piner Prospectors will be coming back onto the field, leading 14-0. Just under 10 minutes here remaining. Prospectors are going to line up with their coach, Terrence Bell, over on the sideline.
Something that's interesting with this play calling, Nick, I don't know if you see this, but I'm going to try and paint a picture for the listeners at home. There's five coaches on the Piner sideline. They all stand shoulder to shoulder, and the offense looks over at them, and in unison, all five signal about a four or five hand gesture motion, and that relays the play out to the offense. It's pretty interesting how they're doing it.
Yep. Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback for Piner, is in the shotgun. Adrian Torres, the running back, next to him. Yonatan throws quickly out into the flat, and it's caught, and he comes upfield. After a five-yard gain, he's going to be smothered and tackled by a plethora of Annalee tacklers.
Number one, Isaac Torres on the catch before Gary Gritch leads the charge there for the Tigers, bringing him down after a gain of what looks like 5 yards.
Second down and five, the ball placed right at the 40-yard line. Yonatan looking over to the sidelines, again getting lots of signals from the five coaches, as Jeff just pointed out. Remains in the shotgun. He'll be there all night. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Takes the snap, drops back. He's got time, throws over the middle. It's complete. And on the run, he's got a full head of steam. He's eluding tacklers before he's finally brought down. Beautiful pass. Jacob Herman caught the ball, weaved his way through the secondary of Annalee, and was finally brought down inside the 30-yard line. The ball's going to be placed at the 28-yard line of Annerley. First and 10, Prospectors.
Again, Annerley falling victim to the same weakness as last week, trying to go for the hit stick instead of wrapping up and bringing the player down. That was a 20-yard gain that should have never happened.
Yonatan's going to take the snap, throw for the end zone, and it's caught, and he falls out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Adonis Gutierrez made a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, was able to keep the ball in possession as he fell out of bounds. First and goal, Piner. The ball's placed at the 4-yard line.
A hell of a throw by Yonatan, completely overwhelming the DB there, number 42, Mike Person for the Tigers.
Yonatan throws it quickly out into the flat, and the ball's dropped. Isaac Torres had an opportunity to make the catch right at the 4-yard line. The ball dropped to the turf. Second down and goal, Piner with the football inside the 5-yard line.
Annerley did a great job last drive of holding stiff on 3 downs before eventually giving up that touchdown to Piner. Let's see if they can put in a full 4 downs here, force him to kick a field goal.
This is a crucial point in the game for Annerley. They don't want to fall behind Piner, 21-0. Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback, looks over the defense. Adrian Torres, the running back on his right, hands it to Adrian Torres. He comes up the middle and nice tackle. That man, the new man came up. Josh Selveshi came up and made the tackle, a touchdown saving tackle.
A low snap. Yonatan was still able to get it off to the halfback there, Adrian Torres. But yeah, Selveshi got in there saving the touchdown.
Third down and goal. Again, the ball's handed to Torres. He's coming around the right end, and he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Piner. The Prospectors striking gold in the first quarter, leading 20-0.
Number 3, Dylan Peterson for the Annerley Tigers, doing his best to try and keep him out of the end zone, but it just
penalty.
Wasn't enough.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it, but there is a penalty on the Prospectors. Take that celebration, hold it for a moment. Piner's being backed up to the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 15. Third down and goal, basically.
Well, the Annerley Tigers pick up a huge break right here. Let's see if they're able to cash in on it.
Yonatan Isaac looking over the defense. Torres to his right. Drops back, looking over the middle. Lobs it high into the end zone. And it's knocked away and defended nicely. Gary Gritch did a nice job of defending Isaac Torres, and that's going to bring up a fourth down.
But wait, there's a flag. A flag is down in the backfield. Looks like it's going to be
personal foul against Annerley. And they're going to move the ball up, and that may be a first down.
They're going to give him all those yards back and a fresh set of downs, it appears.
Roughing the quarterback. I didn't get to see what number on Annerley got penalized.
They did a great job of getting pressure on Yonatan. That was a high throw to the corner of the end zone, but it looks like they just couldn't hold off enough.
Let's see what they're going to do here. It's going to be a first down. Piner with the foot. They have third down on the sticks. I'm a little confused. Yonatan takes the snap. Now he throws, and the ball's going to be batted away. He threw to the left out there to Isaac Torres, and the ball was defended nicely.
Number 17, Chris McGowan, doing a great job of knocking that ball away, not getting caught for pass interference. And it's going to be fourth down. We're going to see what Piner's going to do. Looks like the offense is still out there. Nope, second down, pardon me. They just changed the sticks on the field.
The personal foul on the roughing the quarterback gave them the first down. Second down and goal. The ball inside the 5-yard line. Prospectors leading the Tigers 14-0, 7 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in quarter number one. We're here at Piner High School. Yonatan Isaac looking over the defense. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Adrian Torres, the halfback, on his right. Yonatan gets the snap, drops back, rolls to the right, throws it out in the flat, and it's going to be dropped. Tried to hit Adrian Torres. A little short pass, but Adrian couldn't corral it. It's going to bring up third down and goal from the 5.
Annerley doing a great job of hanging in there despite the teeter-totter matchup of penalties going on.
A huge defensive stand here for Annerley. Third down and goal from the 4, trailing 14-0. We're in the first quarter at Piner High School. Yonatan Isaac looking over to the staff. Everybody has different fingers up, all five coaches. Yonatan now goes up and gives the play to the lineman. Then he drops back into the shotgun. Torres on his right, two receivers left, two receivers right. Gets the snap, looking over the middle. Now he's going to roll out. He's got some running room. He's going to try to get around the corner, and he does, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Piner Prospectors.
Yonatan able to scoot around number 55, Dylan Cords, who ended up just taking a terrible angle on that play. Can't fault him, though. Isaac, pretty shifty as a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, both the receivers on the left did post patterns. That cleared out the left side of the field, and Yonatan took advantage of it. Once he got around Dylan Cords, there was nobody there, and he walked into the end zone. The Piner Prospectors leading 20-0, getting ready to add the extra point. Isaac Torres, the kicker. Yonatan Isaac places it. The kick is up right down the middle. 21-0. The Prospectors have struck gold again. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Prospectors have struck gold here in the first quarter, leading the Annaly Tigers 21-0, scoring on all three of their possessions, getting ready to kick off to the Tigers. 7 minutes and 34 seconds remain in quarter number one. The Prospectors leading 21-0. The kick is driven and taken right at the 5-yard line. Coming straight up the middle is Kobe Ellidge, and he's tackled and brought down just shy of the 30-yard line.
The offense really has to get something going here, Nick, for Annaly before this thing becomes real, real ugly. It's already starting to trend that direction.
Well, I got to tell you, I was a little bit hoping that Annaly would be able to rebound from that physical, emotional game they had last week against El Molino, and so far it looks like they've come out very flat. I don't want to take anything away from the Prospectors. They look super right now, and they are playing lights-out football, leading 21-0. Allingham gets the snap. He sets up a little screen, and the ball goes harmlessly to the turf as running back Trenton Vogel was nowhere in sight. Allingham laid it out there, and the ball drops to the carpet. Second down and 10.
On both sides of the ball, Annaly's defensive line and offensive line kind of getting shoved around right now by Piner. Actually, not kind of, they are. And it just makes me wonder if Annaly's suffering a post-rivalry game letdown the week after, maybe not being able to get up for this game.
Allingham, the quarterback, looking over to the sideline to his coach, James Foster. Gets the play. Vogel and Fox is running backs. Gets the snap. Throws long down the sideline. And he overthrows Ellidge, who had gotten a little separation as he went down the right sideline. Allingham missed him. There was an opportunity right there for the Tigers.
The ball was overthrown by about 5 yards. And, yeah, Ellidge had his man beat. Number 14, Mason Cole Schweizer on the coverage there. He had him about 1-2 steps. Ball was just out of his hand.
That's a throw that Allingham would love to have back. Needed to throw the ball much higher in the air and let his receiver Ellidge run underneath it. Third down and 10. Allingham again tries the same play. This time he threw it properly, and Ellidge makes the grab. I like the call. Go right back to it. Ellidge in good shape. And that time he threw the pass like he should have, Jeff. He threw a real nice high rainbow, and Ellidge ran underneath it.
It's like if you're playing Madden at home and you just decide, hey, I thought that play could have gone a lot better. Let's try it again. And, hey, it worked. And props to Allingham. He did put the perfect touch on that ball.
Ball's at the 28-yard line of Piner. The snap, there's going to be a false movement. They're going to...
It looks like they're going to catch Piner this time for too many men on the field. A little bit of gamesmanship from Annaly.
Absolutely. 5 yards. That's going to bring up A first down and five. The ball's placed just inside the 25-yard line. It's a big play for the Tigers. They needed that right then on a third down and 10. They struck for 40 yards on a pass from Allingham to Elledge. First and five at the Piner 25-yard line. Allingham in the shotgun looks over to the side, gets his, and it's going to be a timeout here called by Coach James Foster of the Annaly Tigers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. The Prospectors of Piner leading the Annaly Tigers 21-0. The snap goes to Allingham. He again tries to throw down the right sideline to Elledge, and the ball this time is thrown too far and incomplete. Second down and five. Annaly Tigers need a touchdown badly, trailing 21-0, 6 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in quarter number one. The Prospectors have jumped all over the Annaly Tigers, scoring on their first three possessions. Allingham in the shotgun, three receivers left. Now he's going to set up a little screen and read perfectly, coming up from the defense. Number 59, Julian McLeod, makes the tackle, and Annaly loses 4 yards on the play.
Now, just when it looked like Annaly was setting the table, getting ready to sit down and feast, they go backwards. That's not what you want from this offense.
Third down and nine. Big play for Annaly. You got to believe it's two down territory here. Allingham in the shotgun. Vogel to his left. Looks back to pass. Now he again throws long to the end zone. And it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Michael Collins played it perfectly. Allingham threw it deep into the right corner of the end zone. And Collins came up and made the interception.
The way that play unfolded, you would have thought the route was called for Collins with how far out Allingham had led Elledge on the play. He's really got to work on getting the other wide receivers involved in the offense. It's becoming too one-dimensional to know. Now Piner can have two guys over on Elledge and be ready for any ball that's going to be thrown his way.
That's why Jeff Woodworth is the star of the show. That was well said and exactly right. He's not looking at any of the other receivers. He tried to throw that right down the right sideline, and this time it was once too many, and Collins makes the interception. The Prospectors take over on the 20-yard line, leading 21-0. 5:53 remaining in quarter number one. Yonatan Isaac gets the snap, looks to throw, throws quickly out to the left flat, caught by Isaac Torres. He's coming across the field, and he's got some speed. He gets a good block from his brother, and he's weaving his way before he's finally tackled at the 50-yard line.
Number nine, Nick Kramer, bringing him down at around midfield. That's a huge play for the Piner Prospectors. Again, I can't let this go unnoticed. A bunch of missed arm tackles on the Annaly defensive side.
30 yards on the play, and a wonderful block by his brother Adrian Torres freed him as Isaac Torres came down the sideline. First down and 10, Piner right at midfield. Yonatan Isaac looking over, getting signals from the coaches. Looking over the defense, two receivers right, two receivers left. Gets the snap. Now he wants to throw. He's got time. He throws the ball deep over the middle. And the ball is dropped. A beautiful pass by Yonatan Isaac. And number seven, Adonis Gutierrez, broke free at the last moment. And the ball was dropped.
Now credit the DB, number 42, Mike Person, on that play. They were hand battling with each other the entire way down the field. And at the last minute, it looks like Person might have been able to just disrupt the timing of Gutierrez there, forcing him to drop the ball.
Just enough to disrupt the timing. Just exactly what Annalee needed to keep 6 points off the board. Second down and 10, Prospectors, the ball right at the 49-yard line of Annalee. Yonatan again comes up. They're staying in their formation, two receivers right, two receivers left. Adrian Torres, the running back, to his right. Yonatan gets the snap. Now he's looking over, he's rolling to his right, flips it out over the middle, and he finds a receiver. He's caught and tackled right near the first down marker. It might be just a little short.
A gang of Annalee tacklers there, led by number 9, Nick Kramer. It took about 3 or 4 of them to bring him down. Looks like they stopped him just short of the first down marker, bringing up a third and short.
Mason Cole Schweizer caught the pass, tackled immediately. Third down and a long one for Piner. The ball just inside the Annalee 40-yard line.
Now, this is one of those third downs that the offense has to earn.
Yonatan gets the snap, hands it to Torres. He's got a hole, and he's going to get the first down after he gains 3 yards. Brought down by Josh Silvashi. Josh is really imposing himself in the game. His first game as an Annalee Tiger, came over from Rincon Valley, and he's looks like he's going to be a great player for their defense, definitely getting involved. Him and Dylan Cords, the two inside linebackers, very active for Annalee. First and 10, Prospectors. Ball right at the 37-yard line. Yonatan gets the snap. It's a little low, but he reaches down, picks it up, throws to the sideline, and it's going to be intercepted. Annalee, defensive back, batted it up in the air and was able to catch it himself.
Number 17, Chris McGowan, coming up with the clutch interception for the Annalee Tigers, bringing some of that momentum back there for Annalee. It looked like Piner was doing their best to work another scoring drive down the field. And, yeah, beautiful defense there against Gutierrez. Forces the ball up in the air, and he's able to catch it on the rebound.
Yeah, McGowan did a nice job of staying in front between him and the quarterback and the defender, and he batted it up in the air and was able to take it and prevent more points for the Piner Prospectors, leading 21-0 here with 3:50 remaining in quarter number one. Annalee's going to get the football right at their own 10-yard line. Ball's handed straight up the middle. He's finding maybe 2 yards before he's brought down the running back, Caden Fox.
And Annalee, I said it last drive, and it becomes even more important now with even less time left in the first quarter. You need to get something going here. You cannot get blank like this in the first quarter and allow Piner to walk all over you. And a chance interception that honestly, again, credit the secondary, but a chance interception there, a gift, then you need to cash this in and do something with it.
Annalee running the football. They haven't done that much in their first two possessions. This time, Allingham's going to throw out to the flat, and it's complete. Threw it right on the nose. It's going to be just at the first down marker. Let's see what the progress is.
Complete to number 4, Will Koenig. And I think most notably, that is not Colby Elledge. So credit to Allingham doing a better job of spreading the ball around on this offense, getting more guys involved.
First and 10, Annalee. They're moving the sticks. Ball just on the other side of their own 20.
And don't get me wrong, Nick. I don't want them to stop throwing the ball to Elledge. I just need them to lull the defense to sleep. It looks like he's out there right now in single-man coverage.
Allingham takes the snap. It's an inside handoff. Vogel coming, trying to get from the left to the right. He's going to get just 1 yard before Piner's defense stops him and brings him down. Second down and 9. Ball just inside the, on the other side of the 20-yard line. We'll call it the 21. Second down and 9 for Annalee, trailing 21-0. 2 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in quarter number 1. Allingham looking for the call. Now he's got it. Two receivers left. He drops straight back, throws quickly to the flat to Elledge, who makes the grab, and he's slammed out of bounds. 2 yards short of the first down.
Part of this is also play calling, too. On that, you see Elledge running about an 8-yard hook, running downfield 8 yards, makes a hard stop, cuts back, able to make the catch. It's different than just sending him down the field on a 9 route, hoping that he gets to the end zone.
Third down and 3 for Annalee. A big third down here early in the first quarter, late in the first quarter, excuse me. Allingham with his two backs, Vogel and Fox, on left and right. Gets the snap. He's going to pass. Throws quickly out to the flat, and it's caught by Elledge. And he's right at the first down marker. Let's see where they gave his progress. His progress is going to give him a first down. Good job by Elledge to get up past the first down marker and get the first down.
Annalee also getting a generous spot on the play, too. But, hey, it all works when you're moving the ball down the field.
That's Jeff Woodworth telling it how it is, giving it to us straight.
A wonderful catch by Elledge. He ran the route perfectly. It was a great pass by the quarterback, Allingham. But, yeah, the referee coming up clutch on that play there, too.
First down and 10, the Tigers pick up their second first down on this drive. 45 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Allingham gets a snap again, wanting to pass, throws quickly out in the flat, and this time he throws it behind the receiver. As Will Koning was moving out into the flat, the ball was behind him. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 for the Tigers.
Now, Nick, this is where I can make an argument that the timing on that pass was off, because he's been so heavy on Elledge this entire game. So, again, credit Allingham trying to get the other wide receivers worked into the game. Once he does, I feel like the timing will be there, and they'll start connecting on those routes.
Last week, Allingham appeared to be sharper so far than he is tonight. Second down and 10. Allingham again looks to the right, throws it out in the flat, and it's caught and complete. Chris McGowan for a short gain of 4 yards. It's going to bring up third down and 6. And that's probably going to do it for the first quarter here. There's 20 seconds and counting. Annalee is up over the football.
Looks like they might try and get a playoff before the end of the quarter. Why not?
Third down and 4. Koenig is over on the right. He's going to throw to him. And the pattern got, let's see if there's no incomplete pass. I thought there may have been illegal contact. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to bring up a fourth down and a big decision for James Foster, trailing 21 to nothing. Just over 6 seconds with the clock stopped here in quarter number one. Annalee's going to stay on the field and try to pick this up. The ball is at their own 38-yard line, and now James Foster is going to send the punting unit out.
Annalee got that generous spot on that third down conversion in the set of downs before, and then you see Piner getting the benefit of the doubt there with the officials. Number two, Michael Collins. I felt like there might have been some of that illegal contact that you're talking about, 10 yards down the field, disrupting McGowan. But again, ref can't call what the ref don't see.
The snap is a low snap, and the kick is punted straight up in the air. And it's going to bounce at midfield. It takes an Annalee bounce, and it's going to be put down right at the Piner 47-yard line.
Is that a 20-yard punt?
And that's going to do it for the first quarter here at Piner High School, with the Piner Prospectors leading the Annalee Tigers 21 to nothing. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, sponsored by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions, so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.